This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Why can't you see that I'm still mad about Dean? Even though I found out about it. That, you know, and I don't mind what I found out. It was good stuff.
It's always good stuff.
Isn't it always? I'm going to come and ensure that. It's always good stuff.
It's always good stuff.
Good stuffing.
That's, I was about to say, it's not saucy enough.
Well, there you are, because I like a double entendre, as you well know.
Hey everyone, you're back on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. It's Dean here, and I am joined by an international special guest who is in Melbourne just for the week.
Yes.
For the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You'd obviously recognise his amazing voice. It's the fabulous Craig Hill. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Look at you. You have joy on your face.
Oh, I do.
That's what I said to my last boyfriend. It was a consequence of a wonderful evening.
I was wondering if he was bisexual, and that's why you were saying that.
Oh, no. He was very into what we were doing.
Now, you are in town because you're kicking off your Melbourne International Comedy Festival show at Chapel Off Chapel.
Yes, I am. I'm going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married, because they're very handsome, those lovely Australian boys with their symmetrical faces and their lovely teeth.
Well, we're very lucky then, aren't we? So you're single at the moment. You're single and ready to mingle. Is that what's going on? Well,
absolutely.
Was there a doubt? Or there was like, oh, no, I am. Yeah.
No. I thought that was quite good. I was just thinking about single and ready to mingle. It just made me think of a jingle.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was thinking I'd love, this would be quite fun. It's never too late. You still got time. It's never too late. You can still be mine, 'cause come on, the lads, starts on Wednesday night.
Oh, I love it.
There you
that
are.
That was fantastic.
I was on the plane coming from Canberra thinking of that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you came in on Monday. It was all a little bit crazy. Here's the thing, right? Come on, the lads. Because the way you made it sound like in that song was come on, the lads. But it's come on, the lads. It just works either way, doesn't it?
It's 100%
innocent. I don't think there's anything about your shows or your show titles that are ever innocent.
You're absolutely. So the thing that makes me laugh is that some people don't get that and they turn up and think the show's about football. Can you imagine the level of this? Somebody turned up dressed as George Best in my Edinburgh Festival show and said, I thought this show was about football. And I said, oh, my, you are so misled.
Oh,
but he must have liked it because
I made the wrong kind of ball play.
Well, I made George Best come twice.
Oh.
He actually came to my show again, well, so he must have had fun. So,
well, I mean, we know what happens with you. It's cheeky, it's fun, it's hilarious, it's absolutely queer with plenty of flirting and always a kilt.
Always a kilt, yes. Well, I mean, once you kind of get people are used to you wearing that, you can't not wear it. And actually, it's very comfortable as well. You get the wind in your willows.
Oh, that's so you've got the breeze, everything's fine.
Oh, yes, it's nice. There's a lot of breeze. I don't mind.
You don't mind it?
No.
Are you pumped to be back for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Well, we don't use that word. I'm pumped at the end of it. Yes, I am. It's so exciting. I mean, can you imagine having this in your calendar every year? I mean, I think I've come every year for the last 7 years.
Yeah, we had you on the show last year as well.
Yeah, so it's great fun. So it was really nice to come in April and do this. And I love Chapel Off Chapel. It's a beautiful
theatre, isn't it?
Yeah, and they really look after you. And it's just got a nice kind of vibe about it.
Well, I mean, everyone else is normally in the city or around Town Hall. I guess it must be nice that you're one of those names where you go, yeah, I can get out of the hustle and bustle of the comedy festival and be over here and know that it's going to be
okay.
Well,
it changes your experience of the festival, because you just end up having quite a calm time and focusing on your show, and then your show becomes the highlight of your day, like it always wasn't anyway. I had great fun in Canberra. I wonder if anyone's ever said that.
No, I was going to say no.
I did, honestly. I was in a Spiegel tent.
Oh, okay.
So if you're in a Spiegel tent, you could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I discovered the joys of Canberra. It had quite cool things in it that I did not expect.
How many things?
Four.
Four things. Four cool things.
Oh, all on the one road, all on Lonsdale Road. But everything it was, I was quite surprised. The interior decor, there must be a couple of homosexuals in town.
There's more than a couple of homosexuals in Canberra. There are a lot of homosexuals in Canberra.
Yeah, I saw them
in
my show. I saw them in my show on Sunday night, I have to say. They sat in the front, the fools.
Well, you must have a lot of fun, having a lot of cheeky fun with people in the crowd, especially the queer fellas that come to see your show.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of mess with anyone who's in the show, really. It's good fun. My favourite thing that ever happened, which people think I just make this stuff up, but it's true. I was in Sydney. That's a place, by the way, not a person. And there was two guys in the audience from New Zealand, and their names were Zach and Jez. But in their accent, I swear,
he said,
I'm Suck, and he's Jizz. And I honestly thought they'd made it up. And I said, did you just say? And he went, what? And he didn't even understand it. And I said, you just said, I'm sucking his juice. Yes. And that sounds even worse. I'm sucking his juice. But that was the real names. And people think you make this stuff up. Absolutely.
You don't even have to try.
So you don't even have to try. So the main thing, the great thing about improvised comedy, in which my show is a lot of improvised, is if you open up a subject and you go there, you'll find little nuggets.
Yeah.
And each show becomes unique. And that's what gives me the biggest buzz. And I can tell it's the biggest reaction in the show. It's the part of the show that people go away and talk about.
Yeah. So why is it for you that you stripped away from like the standard stand-up of we've got this script? Because I've seen a lot of those shows, this comedy festival, and I love them. They're great. That's that person's rhythm. But with you... You know, you're a cheeky lad, and that can all fly out the window
in a
heartbeat.
The thing is, you know, I've got the show up my sleeve. I've got the stuff I want to talk about. I've got the songs. I've got the dancing. I've got all the stuff I'm going to do in the show anyway. But I always leave it open so that if something... Because I think it makes me think on my feet, and it brings out the best in me. Sometimes I think, oh, my God, I could never have prepared that moment. You know, when you find a guy in the audience and he said his name is Willie Hunter. I mean, that's not even made up. That was a real story. And, you know, there was a guy in my audience with a ponytail in Edinburgh who looked quite posh. And I said, his name was Tony with a pony. That made me laugh.
No!
And I said, yeah, his name was Tony with a pony. And I said to him, for you, that's a ponytail. For me, that's a steering wheel. And and he said, unfortunately, he was quite stupid. And he was like, in what way would that work as a steering wheel?
Oh my God,
we're going to need gaffer tape.
You can need visual aids.
Visual aids, yes, yes. But yeah, so... I never used to improvise. It took me 7 years before I started improvising.
Wow.
And then once I did it, it was the most fun I ever... Yeah, I just thought, God, these shows are much more fun when you play like that. And I think they're more fun for the audience as well. So I'll always have that element in my shows now, you know, because... Yeah, and it makes the show... It keeps it quite alive, because if you're doing festivals, it could feel quite repetitive if you're being very scripted and sticking to the script.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone really... Once you're doing a show in festivals... I mean, I already know shows at the start of this festival, they've completely changed, even though it's the exact same kind of thing. The nature of doing a show, I guess, in this kind of run in a festival, is it changes, doesn't it?
Well, that's the whole point of doing a festival. For any comedian, it's a really good thing to do as a learning curve. Because when I do Edinburgh, I do 24 nights, and that's where my show starts, is in Edinburgh. And, you know, in your normal comedy life, you're not on stage every single night.
No.
So you're getting better and better and tighter and better at editing and sharper, and your delivery's better. And then your confidence in the material really grows because you've had more reactions. So that's the reason to do festivals.
Absolutely. Well, you are here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I'm going to get you to stick around. We're going to get you a little bit more to stick around here in the studio. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we've got Craig Hill live in the studio, whose show Come On The Lads is opening tonight at Chapel Off Chapel. It's only here for this week, so you're not going to want to miss it. But we're kicking you around. We're going to have a bit more of a chat. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
I tell you what, I'll tease you. Oh. I did something this year I've never done before that I've always wanted to do.
Really?
In Melbourne.
Really? Well, everyone, you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we've just gotten a little bit of a nugget. I'm here, it's Dean, here in the studio, with the fabulous Scottish comedian Craig Hill, and you've done something you've never done before in Melbourne.
That I've always wanted to
do. Oh, you've always wanted to do.
That I've never done it before.
Oh, but now should I be guessing? Is that what should we go?
Well, I don't know, because I think your guesses will be more saucy than my answer.
I don't know. You're a pretty cheeky bugger.
Well, you know, this particular thing isn't that saucy,
but
it's just something I've wanted to do. So because I'm always in Chapel Off Chapel, I'm always in that area, and I've been wanting to pretend I'm a hipster, because I'm a closet hipster. I would quite like to go and find the best coffee and the best breakfast, and this time I came early. I'm going to call my next show that. I love it. I came early to Australia, and I stayed in Fitzroy, and I've been having so much fun.
The coffee in Fitzroy is amazing.
Oh my God, I went to Industry Beans and had the best breakfast I've ever had in my whole life.
Oh my God, last week we had Joel Kim Booster. Last week we had Joel Kim Booster and Catherine Bohart, and they said the exact same thing. I've never been, I live in Fitzroy, but really? I've never been to Industry Beans.
Oh my God, it's the best breakfast I've ever had. And now my coffee is Egyptian.
Ooh.
Oh, I walk like an Egyptian. I'm a bangle. Honestly, cold Egyptian brewed coffee. I've never heard of it till I got here, and I love it.
Well, here's my problem. I don't really like coffee.
Neither do I.
Oh, okay. So you're not a coffee
person. I did the heart to tell anyone that in Australia.
I'm like the worst Italian in the world. Like, I don't really like olives, and coffee is something I've never liked. Give me a chocolate milkshake any day or a hot chocolate. I'm happy.
Well, your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard,
I've heard. It absolutely does. But you've dived in, you've found your coffee place early, yep. You're rocking and rolling.
Honestly, it's really near where I'm staying. So I decided to come early, stay in Fitzroy, and it's worked out really well. Everything I heard about Fitzroy, it lived up to it. So, I mean, who doesn't want to be naked for Satan?
Oh, very true.
I have been on a rooftop with cocktails I couldn't share with you.
You can just Fitzroy a good call, aren't you?
I love it, honestly. But it was just fun to explore a new area, and I'd heard lots of good things about it. And I'm supporting independent Australian designers.
This is true.
I don't know if you're allowed to promote things on your the radio station, but I'll just tell you where I've been. I went to a place called Cloak, K-L-O-K-E, because they can't spell it.
Yep.
And they have a beautiful jumper, Australian made, with a snake on it and a little red tongue.
Ooh.
I mean, what's not to love? And then I bought this blue striped shirt that made me look like a chef, but then I've never met a chef that wasn't hot, so why not?
Oh, there you go.
And then I discovered a pair of shorts, very tight army style, by a company called NTH or something. Ooh,
you've done well.
I have. I'm totally into it. Well, I just think if you come to the other side of the world, you should go home with stuff you can't get at home. So I like to find Australian stuff.
Well, you say that, but then when I think I'm looking around Australia, I'm like, is there really anything? Like, in your show, you're always wearing a kilt. That would be, I mean, I don't think... Is there a tradition to wearing kilts? I would love if I was in Scotland to get myself a kilt.
Yeah, well, most people wear tartan kilts, don't they? I don't wear tartan.
No, I'm not a tartan fan. I'd want one that was like deep purple.
Yeah, so there's a company called 21st Century Kilts. And it's them that make my kilts. So they do them in leather, do them in camouflage.
Ooh.
They do them...
you had me at leather, quite frankly.
You had me at... Well, I'm going to call my next show that. but yeah, I've got 12 of them. I've got a red PVC one that really makes me look like...
You had that last time, didn't you?
Yeah, and I really look like I hang out in a corner and I make money.
Ooh.
It looks slightly prostitute-y.
Okay.
And is that a word?
I don't know if you'll do well down Chapel off Chapel Inn, though, if you're trying to work the street.
Well, do you know, not in this weather. I'd be on drip dry. It's PVC. There's no breathing at all.
No.
But yeah, this one is cobalt blue. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. I love
it. Yeah. And it moves. I like it when they move well because, you know, I come on dancing in my show. When I was in Canberra the other night, oh my God, there was a show on before me that had the most fabulous runway. I actually felt like I was on Drag Race. And I said, can you keep that stage for me? And they kept the stage they kept the stage for my show, and oh my God, it was the most fun storming on. I said to them, I want the full length, and then they laughed, and I said, no, I don't mean that, I mean the stage. It was the first time I genuinely wasn't trying to do a double entendre. I wanted the full length of the stage, ran on. Honestly, it was like it made me want to do a cabaret show, which I've always wanted to do.
Why not? That could be next.
I know.
So next year, well, maybe you're going to bring a cabaret.
Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane.
You know what you should do while you're at Chapel off Chapel? Just mention that, because Melbourne's Cabaret Festival happens at Chapel off Chapel.
Yeah, I wonder. The people in Chapel off Chapel have always said to me, you should come back and do some kind of cabaret thing.
Yeah.
Secretly, I've always wanted to do that, but you have to kind of stop what you're doing and do that.
Just add it in. Add in a couple of songs.
Well, I do sing in my show anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could do an improvised comedy cabaret.
Oh my goodness.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's
just make sure you've got a pianist that's ready to improvise as well.
There was a rude part of my show. Oh, this is a true story, right?
Which part?
Well, I was in Portland in Oregon, and I heard, this is a true story, this is not a joke. And there was a guy who was a busker, and he was on the street, and you know when you think you mishear someone? And I thought, is he just doing this to see if people are listening? And he started singing, I was Marlon Brando and you were Jimmy Dean. I was KY Jelly and you were Vaseline. I honestly thought I'd misheard him. And then I thought, wouldn't that be fun if you improvise songs based on the audience members?
So okay, going, you've got your cabaret show right here.
Well, that'd be fun.
Absolutely. So it's got to happen.
So in Canberra, I looked at this guy anyway. There's a man sitting in the front row, and his wife has a really bad camel toe. So I would love to do that. I would love to do improvised songs. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that's going to have to happen. You've got to add that into your list now. Based on who's in the audience.
Yeah.
You tell the guys at Chapel of Chapel that, and they will absolutely line you up for the Melbourne Cabaret Festival.
I'd be
in that. But then that's an excuse to wear something outrageous.
But if you were there, I'd be like, he's my Italian. He's Italian to me. He's on JOYFM and he ain't going away.
Oh, I love
that'd
it.
Be fun. So you can just make up songs.
So I think that's going to have to happen. You're going to have to make that happen, everyone. We've been listening to Craig Hill, who is here in Melbourne this week only for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. His show, Come On The Lads.
I just thought of something. This week only, this week only. Come on, come on, the lads. This week only, bring your mum and dad.
Oh my God, that's perfect. You get down to Chapel of Chapel this week. It's starting tonight all the way through to Sunday. Come on, the lads. And if you want an extra special bonus, go and see you tomorrow night and then stick around for, you're in Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks, aren't you?
I am. Blankety Blanks, Blankety Blanks, boom, boom, Blankety Blanks, Blankety Blanks. Is that the tune you got? That's the tune we had in the UK.
I don't think she's going to be prepared for you at all. Dolly's just going to have to watch out. You're going to take over the night.
I'm going
to
sing Shine Brightly, Dolly Diamond. Shine Brightly, Dolly Diamond.
Oh, she's going to love it.
Turn them on. Turn them on, turn on those sad songs. I've not got a sad song. I've got a happy song for you. Not a happy song, a happy thing. This is really silly. I just come off a flight. Right, you'll laugh at this. I came off a flight with Qantas.
Yeah.
And they said to me, I just had a big lunch. And they said, hello, would you like a little biscuit? And I said, I certainly would. And then I thought, I'm going to keep it until I meet Dean, and we can open the biscuits together.
What are they?
I don't know. They're called Lucan and May. I don't even know. It's like Lord Lucan and Theresa May. It says
no one wants to look at Theresa.
It says beautiful biscuits, and what does it say? They're a little light refreshment. So I'm going to open them because I don't know what they're like.
That looks very fancy packaging.
Doesn't it look quite fancy
packaging? They're not when I fly, but I fly economy. I too certainly
not. Well, I
not
flew economy, and this is what I got.
Well, yeah, you've got the accent.
Look at this. There you are. What have we got? That looks like mango chili coconut chutney.
Oh my God.
This is quite nice.
That
What's
is fancy.
That? What is that? What is that?
What is it?
What is that?
That is cheese and a biscuit.
It's cheese and a biscuit.
Ooh.
And a full wafer thin crisp bread.
That is fancy.
Isn't that cute? I've got crisp bread, cheese, and chili chutney. That
I
is quite
do
posh.
Not get that when I fly economy.
Well,
not even slightly.
I flew econ in May from, from Carnaby, I nearly said. From Canberra. to here. So there you are.
That is fancy as. I'm very jealous. I never get such. Nah.
Well, I wasn't hungry and I didn't want to eat it. And I thought, I'm going to keep this.
No, I'm a stealer on a plane. I'm a massive stealer. I'm like, what? They say the blanket's not free, but they never take it off me when I leave
exactly.
the plane. You know.
Exactly. So there you are. Well, let's just cut some cheese, as they say.
Let's cut the cheese. Everyone, jump onto the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or Chapel Off Chapel's website and grab your tickets now. Right now to go and see Craig Hill in Come On The Lads this week only for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Thank you so much for coming and joining us.
I've never felt more special in my life. Thank you so much. And you are full of joy. Look at you.
So much. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joe 94.9.
This week only. This week only. Come on, come on, the lads. This week only. Chapel of Chapel, bring mum and dad if you dare.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.